This organizational resilience allowed Benedictine monasticism to weather storms that toppled empires. The emphasis on written records proved crucial during disruption. Monks maintained careful inventories of libraries and landholdings, enabling communities to reconstitute themselves after physical destruction. The priority during attacks was saving manuscripts, biblical texts, classical works, scientific treatises, and practical manuals. Even if one monastery fell permanently, its intellectual treasure had often been copied to sister institutions, creating a distributed network of knowledge preservation. Peer-to-peer sharing, this is medieval Napster. Through cycles of destruction and renewal, Benedictine communities developed exceptional skills in starting over. They became experts in agricultural innovation, mastering techniques to reclaim damaged lands with sustainable practices. The self-sufficiency mandated by Benedict's rule equipped monks with diverse practical skills. Architecture, medicine, livestock breeding, manuscript production, uniquely positioning them to rebuild civilization from its foundation. Each rebuilding incorporated lessons from past calamities. Monasteries were reconstructed with better defenses, more fire-resistant materials, or in protected locations. Library collections were increasingly duplicated and distributed. Agricultural operations became more diverse and resilient. The Benedictine communities didn't simply return to their previous state after destruction. They evolved and improved, truly growing stronger after being cut down.